Right, very pleased to say special guest today is Shauna Toholl. How you doing, Shauna?
Not too bad.
Or Silhouette. Yes. Is Silhouette the band, or is it you, or what is it?
It's pretty much me.
Yeah.
I called Silhouette because I didn't really want to use my name because I wanted to keep it kind of fluid.
Mm-hmm.
So it means whenever you see Silhouette live, it could be just me or it could be, you know, full band.
Yes, yeah. Because I've seen you a few different times and I haven't seen the same lineup twice, you know. So yes, that's working.
Yeah.
Listen, just give me a wee second. We're going to play a couple of wee snippets that Kathy has stuck together. Brilliant stuff, that's Silhouette, and you can hear the difference in styles and stuff that you even have, and that was only three or four wee snippets, you know?
So,
and I've seen you live a couple of different times. The last time was in Europa at a Van Morrison gig. What was that like?
I loved that. It was such a nice, it was a really nice chilled out vibe, wasn't it?
Like, yeah.
I quite enjoyed it. It was just three of us, and we kind of played more stripped back bluesy kind of vibe on Silhouette songs.
Yeah, it was. It was like the kind of sound that you were doing. It was like Smoky Jazz Club in New Orleans. Not that I've ever been in one, but that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
You know, it was all very moody and all. It was great.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It was smashing. And then you did some songs that were maybe quite well known, and you did them a totally different way.
Yeah.
You know? So do you like doing that, tinkering around with sort of standards and just put your own stamp on them?
I don't do it very often, but like if we would jam a lot with other musicians, especially just around Belfast, and it's always good to have a common ground with songs that we already know, and then we could just kind of jam and put our own wee spin on it. And
some of the stuff was great, and I was sitting, I know this, and it was like halfway through before, that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it was really, you know, strange, maybe coming at it from a different angle.
Yeah.
So are you busy?
Over the last couple of months, I've been working a lot on the album. So there's been a lot of writing and a lot of kind of meeting up with new promoters and stuff like that as well, and it's been busy.
What are you like in the studio? Are you a pain in the neck? Is it like we'll do this 100 times till we get it right, or
I'm maybe a wee bit actually.
Serious? Yeah.
Okay, no, not that bad. It's usually I would give it a couple of goes, and if I don't feel like I'm really feeling it, I'll give it another go. But I wouldn't want to overdo it because I think you lose the magic in it then, don't you?
No, it's funny. I was reading interviews with a lot of the big stars recently, and and just different books, because I read all these mad books about, you know, who recorded what and when they recorded it and things. And and for instance, read about Van as well.
Yeah.
And he wrote songs and, you know, told the band, what these are the chords, this is the structure.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't done on one take, he didn't want it.
Oh, really?
You know, that kind of thing.
Wow.
And but certain big artists, the Stones did that at one stage as well. Springsteen did it.
Yeah.
He just assembled a band that he liked, but if they didn't get it right away, he thought, the buzz is gone.
I know what you mean, because usually the first take is the one that has the most passion and the most, I don't know, it's the most authentic.
Idiots like me, or we're used to getting into the studio and having to do it 20 times till everybody got it right. That's a different ball game. I mean, do you like sort of being in the studio and then doing all the mixing and all that comes after it, or do you just clear off?
It kind of varies. Like recently, I've been doing a lot of my own tracking, so I do a lot of my own stems, and I really enjoy doing that, like tracking it. Although Neil Calderwood from Manor Park Studios, he's the one that I usually would track with, and he always mixes my stuff and masters it and everything. And sometimes I just leave him to do his thing on it, because it's kind of nice to come back with fresh ears and be like,
Yeah,
I love that. Or maybe we could change this.
You know what it's like when you're recording and then you've listened to the thing 20 times and then sometimes it just, you get numb.
Yeah.
You know, so you can't appreciate any changes anymore. That's so you need maybe someone else to come in and say, do that.
Yeah.
Or listen to this, or what do you think of this?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you do.
So what about the gigs? You're going to Germany in May?
Yes. Yes, on the 11th of May. That's the only date we have properly booked at the minute. We're working on a few other Berlin dates. That's going to be part of an Irish festival, actually.
Right.
So I'm looking forward to getting to Berlin and trying out the audience there for Silhouette. But we're releasing an EP now at the end of May, and there are dates pending at the minute. We've got, there will be stuff at the end of May and at the start of June, but they're just not 100% confirmed yet, so I haven't got them put in
yet. Well, listen, keep us posted, and I'll just tell anybody, I mean, you're in for a treat, just go and see. Now, when you go to Berlin, is it you? And your massive piano here, or will you try and do the band thing, or what happens?
It'll just be myself and Connor Burnside, my drummer.
Yeah.
So he will come over with either a little cajon, you know, the wee box drums, or else like a wee tiny jazz kit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, that'll be good. Okay. Well, sir, you can keep us posted about any gigs you're doing locally and everything else, Shauna.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. You're going to do a song for us?
Yes, I will.
What's this called?
I'll do Can't Keep Up for you, an acoustic version. This is
and this is the one that was on the TV ad for the Northern Ireland Tourist Board, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Our Time, Our Place and all that.
Yes.
Okay. All
so
right.
This is the new version of it.
All right, you're far away. Brilliant, Shauna. Listen, thanks very much. Okay, now make sure you give us a shout when you're playing locally again, okay?
I will, definitely. Thank you.
Thank you. Brilliant.
Cheers.